We are pleased to have with us right now Tim Houck, the secondary coach for the Browns. And first of all, just thinking about the crazy weather, not only that we're having here and now, but I mean on Sunday in that game, as I want to take you back to your playing days. Did you recall, as you stood on the sidelines, did it bring back memories of some games that you played during your career?
You know, it really did. We actually talked about it a couple times. I had a Thursday night Halloween game in Chicago, and it was about 32 degrees. So it was sleet, snow, kind of a mix, and it was coming down side. The rain was coming down sideways, about 3 inches of mud. It was a typical Green Bay Chicago match.
Yeah, yeah.
So punters trying to punt the ball, and it was going backwards and that whole deal.
So you could appreciate what the players and it was by definition a defensive struggle, and the Browns defense prevailed. And I know you on that side of the ball as a coach, but again as a former player, you must have taken some special pride in seeing that too.
Oh, absolutely, and you like that type of football. It becomes a typical defensive battle where you've got to hold your ground, and it's got to be a physical game where you stop the run, and you know when you get the chance make plays on the ball. But the ball wasn't in there a whole bunch. But you like the physical matchups and how your guys grind it out and find ways to win.
And when you look at it too, that was the Chargers. That was Philip Rivers. Some very good talent. Antonio Gates. I mean, they're loaded with some people who can make big plays, and they're running backs and so forth. So the chore was going to be difficult no matter what. I'm guessing from a weather standpoint, it certainly wasn't the worst thing for you to have that wind and such to maybe be an aid to your defense.
Absolutely. And I think our strength of our defense is our defensive line. And as a secondary coach, you never badmouth the rain and the wind.
No.
That's kind of the way it goes.
Be your best friend.
And but then you have your corners who have to all of a sudden become run players instead of pass players.
Right.
And your safeties have to play downhill, and it's kind of fun to watch.
And I'm glad you started there with your secondary, because I thought the run support and that type of performance was exceptional. I think of T.J. Ward on that fourth down and inches and blitzing in and making the play that he made. Just looking at that and seeing how that came together, give me a sense of what that was, how that was all kind of scripted and put together, because it looked like you guys defensively, not only with the front playing as well, but the secondary was right there with it in run support.
Well, San Diego came out in some heavy sets. They came out in 2 and 3 tight end sets, and we knew at that point that our safeties were going to have to be a big part of our run game in stopping the run. And we've got two guys back there in Usama and TJ, and that's what they do best. I mean, they're tough physical guys, and they love to play the run. And they tackle well, and you know, kind of played into our hands a little bit.
And TJ's playing still with a kind of a bad hand, right? I mean, that's still I know he still had that taped up, so it didn't seem to bother him, though.
Well, he's got a semi-cast on, and each week it gets a little smaller, which is always a plus.
Right.
He's actually catching the ball okay right now, where a few games back, you know, it was just a matter of he was trying to keep the thing out of there. It was even hard to tackle and wrap up and so forth.
He was one-handed.
But it is, and actually, in general, with our season, our secondary's been a little banged up.
Yeah.
Sheldon had some time down. Obviously, Joe had his 4 weeks out. Dimitri's out right now. TJ had the thumb. So
sure.
It's just been one of those deals of fill the next guy in, and it's been kind of fun to watch these guys come in and just battle.
I wanted you brought up filling in and doing the job. Buster Skrine, of course, had to come up big with Joe Haden being out with that suspension. Buster Skrine, Trevin Wade, you had to ask young people to step into roles and be probably more than they would have otherwise been in terms of playing time, et cetera. And I thought that play he makes, obviously 4th and 10, the Chargers at the Browns 44, it's one of those dicey deals where you got to close this thing out. There's still time, and that's Philip Rivers back there, and he knocks down that pass to do it. You had to have such a sense of pride, because he got worked over a little bit in those previous games.
Yeah, Buster's the type of guy that'll do exactly what you tell him to do, and he's just going to go out and work every single day. And you see progress. I mean, his first start was a little shaky as a young corner going out there against Cincinnati. It's going to happen. It's always a learning experience. And right now he's playing at a high level. And I give him a lot of credit because he works so hard and plays so hard that he really doesn't care who he matches up against. You saw him against Reggie Wayne in the Indianapolis game, and I don't think he really knew who he was against. He was just out there playing and doing his deal and doing what he's supposed to do. And he's getting better and better every week. And then him making the play on fourth down, it was great to see that.
We're visiting with Tim Houck, the secondary coach of the Browns here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And to talk about that play, and I asked Buster about it afterward, he said it was something that, as a coaching staff, you guys anticipated well. You had actually practiced that a couple of times, that particular route and coverage on it. So he knew exactly what was there and saw it coming. That's great preparation.
Well, we actually talked about it right before the play because there was a timeout, and we talked about how we were going to play it, and they went out and executed it, and, you know, it was something they'd showed over and over and over. So we tried to put them in the right place, but the players got to make plays when they're out there and see things when they happen. Things happen so fast, and he did a great job of ending up in the right place, and if he doesn't make it, I think Sheldon's still got a chance to make that play. Mm-hmm. But again, at the end of the game, they complete that ball, all of a sudden they're in field goal range. So,
yeah.
You know, it's one of those things that the NFL is so tight that you got to make plays at the right time.
And, Coach, when we talk about, too, the secondary and what it's been through, it's been really a remarkable year. Let's back up to the point where you had to go four games without a Joe Haden, one of the very best corners in this league. And you had a sense that that's coming. It's not like it took you by surprise. But once it does happen, you've got to deal with it. But tell me initially what the thought process is when you're taking away a Joe Haden. Yeah, it's next man up, and Buster Skrine or whoever you're going to put in there has got to go in there. But you as a coach, how do you compensate for that?
You know, I don't know if you ever really make up for losing a first-rounder and one of your best defensive players. But, you know, you scheme around it a little bit, and then you just – the next guy in has got to play, and you know it's kind of a cliche, but he's got to play and he's got to hold up, and especially at corner, teams are going to try to take advantage and they're going to try to pick on that guy because they know he is not the normal guy that's in there.
Right.
And the guys did a nice job; they really did. And you can't, like I said, you can't ever make up for taking one of your best players out. But I give the guys a lot of credit for fighting and staying in there and working hard and making things work the best they possibly could.
Yeah, I never got the sense that anyone was going to use it as an excuse, because you can't.
No, you don't. Yeah. I mean, that's part of the NFL. Yeah. If you have one injury first play of the game, the next guy's got to step in and play. That's just the way it works. And we've been a little unfortunate with injuries. We talked about first-rounders. Phil Taylor's been out for quite a while, and hopefully he'll be back soon. And,
sure.
You know, it's just one of those deals that – you keep plugging away and you keep playing hard, and eventually you're going to make enough plays to win some games, and hopefully we're heading in that direction right now.
Now you have Joe Haden back in the lineup, and that's a great thing, obviously, but he seems to have hit the ground running. I mean, it doesn't seem like when he got back there for that Cincinnati game, the second Cincinnati game, the one here, that he had any problem at all, and it was noticeable the difference in the coverage and the presence of Joe Haden.
Well, he's so instinctive, he's going to make plays. Now, there was a little rust. Obviously, 4 weeks without covering a wide receiver, there's going to be a little bit of rust and technique and everything else. It's still a work in progress right now, and he's getting back to the point to where he was before he left. But again, he's so instinctive and he's so explosive that just his natural ability is going to put him in position to make plays. Now, hopefully, as the weeks go on, starting this week, he's going to make more and more and more.
Sure. And we talk about another guy who has, I think, stepped up so well for you with big plays is Sheldon Brown, going back to that Cincinnati game where he has the pick six. He's like in the perfect spot to make the play. And, you know, it looked like the classic veteran move where he's reading the quarterback, right, Andy Dalton, and he knows where to be, gets it, and has clear sailing.
Yeah, Sheldon, it was fun to watch that game and see him, you know, 11-year guy, play with some emotion and make some huge plays. And he is a great veteran presence in that room of a bunch of young guys. He's kind of a stabilizing factor for all of them, and he keeps everything in order and in line. And he's a great teacher for those young guys. And they can look to him and ask questions, and they get them answered. And he is a good deal for our room.
And then he comes back the following week against the Colts and has that strip sack and forced fumble that gets the recovery as well. Again, another defining kind of play, even though you end up losing the game. But you think of, again, that 11-year veteran, that guy who is, what is he, 33? I guess he's at a stage in your career when you're saying, how many big plays are you going to see out of that? He's out there for a reason. I know that. But he's still showing, like, hey, I've still got this.
Yeah, absolutely. And he recognized a set. He was able to come off the edge and blitz the formation they had given us. And how many times do you see a sack, a forced fumble, fumble recovery, all in one play, and actually give us a chance where we possibly had a chance to win that game at the end because of that play?
Now, you got another challenge. They're all big challenges each week. The rematch with the Ravens pushed them to the brink on that Thursday night game in Baltimore last month. Now you have Joe Hayden, who you didn't have in that last game. And, again, it's Joe Flacco, and it's a pretty good passing attack. What do you see in that challenge?
Yeah, well, it's huge. I mean, yeah. Flacco is a big, strong guy. He's one of the best in the league right now, and his receiving crew is one of the best in the league. They've got flat-out vertical speed, and then they've got a possession guy in Bolden who seems to make every single play that they give him a chance to make. We've got our work cut out for us, and we just got to be aggressive. And we've got to challenge their receivers, and we've got to put ourselves in position to make plays and then make the plays when we have the chance to make.
All right. Well, Tim, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me in. I appreciate it.
He is Tim Houck, the secondaries coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.